This is Dakota Datebook for November 14th. On this date, in 1990, President George H.W. Bush issued a proclamation designated November as National American Indian Heritage Month. It's also Veterans Month, honoring the service and sacrifices of U.S. veterans and their families. In 2008, Woodrow Wilson Keeble was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor by President George W. Bush for his actions in the Korean War. This event followed long years of effort by his fellow soldiers, local veterans, relatives, tribal citizens, letter writers, petitioners, and finally, the North and South Dakota congressional delegations. Woody Keeble also served in World War II. He was an alumnus and employee of the Wahpeton Indian School, and a phenomenal athlete, even being recruited by the Chicago Red Sox when his National Guard unit was called up. The Wahpeton Indian School schedule was paused so students could witness the Medal of Honor event on TV. The local VFW post was renamed the Woody Keeble Post. Following are the words of the writer of this Dakota Datebook, Lise Erdrich. Growing up at the school, I well remember Woody, his wife, his son, and his mother-in-law, Ella. Woody spent time in the VA hospital and gifted my mother with copper art he made there. He also lost his ability to speak and would sit with my father writing notes. He spoiled his son and young friends, handing out silver dollars, candy, and bottles of pop. Woody's son had marvelous toys and a cowboy outfit with a hat, gun belt, and pistols. He and my sister put on silly plays and skits. He later followed his ambition to Hollywood. Ella had attended the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. She was a laundress at Wahpeton Indian School. Ella retired and raised her grandson. Although completely blind, she made exquisite pies for sale. I was always happy when asked to go get the pies, but once Ella called my mother to report that I had been very rude and unladylike to her grandson. This guy was a huge high schooler, as was his friend. I was a grade schooler, wearing a dress and patent leather shoes, and I weighed maybe 60 pounds. We met at opposite ends of a big muddy puddle in the sidewalk. They didn't pause. "Out of the way, big boy," said I, skirting the puddle with a thin strip of ice. I was terrified and could have wrecked my shoes. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.